This chazar is a condition of the shag of Yehudim Sechus Baba Kamad Af Yudalud. Fact number, Rabbi Lozat said that if a field is owned by two partners and the animal of one partner damages the property of the other, he's part of the Gemara. Now, as Rabbi Yosef taught in a brisa that says that the partner will be chayv v'shen and regel, and for the Gemara, Rabbi Lozat would answer, we find another brisa that clearly says that a partner is part of v'shen and regel in a field owned by them both. Fact number, the Maisa, but the two brises contradict each other. The Gemara said the second brisa is discussing a chotzer in which each have full rights to plant and have full rights to bring in their animals. That's why he's potter. The brisa of Yosef is discussing a chotzer where they each had rights to plant but did not have rights to bring in their animals. That's why the partner is chayiv for the damage done. Rabbi Zeira asks, if both partners have the right to plant there, it's not considered to be a beer b'stei acher, so why is he chayiv for the damage? Abaye said, since they don't have rights to bring in their animals, it's still considered to be stei acher. Rabbi Medifti asks Ravina, maybe we can say that just as the Brises don't argue, maybe Rav Chisna and Rav Elazar also don't argue. Rav Chisna is talking about a field owned by partners where they don't have rights to bring in their animals. Rav Elazar is discussing a field where they have rights to bring in their animals. Ravina answered, that can definitely be the case. Even if you say that they do argue, it could be that they're even just arguing whether the answer of Abaye is a good answer. And Echanami, they don't have to be arguing what we thought they were arguing before. Zokmar, the Brice mentioned above, said that Rav Shimon Lozat says four rules regarding damages. The first is that any damage that happens in Rishus of the Nizik and not of the Mazik will always be Chayev in full. The Brice doesn't say that he's Chayev for all, but it says he's Chayev in all or in full, meaning that he's Chayev for the complete damage. This follows Rav Tarfon, who says that even a Tam pays for the damage of Karen if it takes place in the Rishus of the Nizik. The later part of the Braisa, which is the fourth rule, says if the damage happens in a place that doesn't belong to either the Mazik or the Nizik, the Mazik is chayiv for Shein and Regel in full, and for Karen, he's chayiv for half if the animal is a Tam, and for the whole damage if he's a Muad. Now, this can't mean that neither of them have rights to that land, because then it's not Bistei Acher, which means the Nizik's field, and he wouldn't be chayiv for Shein and Regel. Rather, we have to understand this to mean that they don't both have rights there, rather only one has rights there, meaning the Nizik. Yet, we see that for Karen, a Tam pays the half of the damages, follows the Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan. The Mora says we have to say that the earlier part follows Rav Tarfon and this later part follows Rabbanan. Now the territory of Ravina and Rava said we can say that the entire Brisa follows Rav Tarfon. The Brisa is discussing a field which only the Nizik has planting rights, but the Nizik and the Mazik have rights to bring in their animals. Therefore, with regard to Shein and Regel, it's considered to be Bia B'stei Acher of the Nizik. And with regard to Karen, it's considered to belong to both of them, and therefore, like Rishus HaRav, in which case even Rav Tarfon would agree that Karen as a Tam only pays half damage. Zok, the Mishnah, damages are established by assessing money with something worth money in front of Bezin on the basis of witnesses who are free men and Yidden. Women are included in the halachos of damages. Both the Nizik and the Mazik are involved in the payment for the damages. So, affecting what does the Mishnah mean when it says it's assessing money? Rabbi Huda says this means that we assess a monetary value to the damage, and we don't simply tell the Nizik to take the ox or the damaged item as payment or the damaging item as a payment for the damage. The Mishnah said shova kesef. Zaknamar, this refers to real estate. As the Brisa says, Bezin only collects from real estate. However, if the Nizik seized other property, Bezin would collect using this other property as well. Zaknamar, how are the words Shava Kesef understood to refer to real estate? So Rav Bar Ula said, we understand it as saying something that is worth any amount of money that is paid for it and is not subject to being voided if there is an overpayment or of a sixth. That's only true of real estate, which is not subject to Halachas of Aynah. Zaknamar, slaves and documents are also not subject to Aynah. So Rav Ula said, we understand it as saying something that is acquired with money. And real estate is acquired with money. So, slaves and documents are also acquired with money. Rav Ashi said the Mishnah means to say something that is worth like money, but is not itself money. All movable assets are considered to be money itself. It's only land that's considered to be worth money, but it's not thought of as being money itself. The Mishnah says that Bezin only collects from real estate. However, we have a pasuk of Yoshua that teaches that anything of value can be used as payment. Mar says the Mishnah is referring to collecting from orphans, where the collection may only be from real estate. If the Brice is referring to a case of orphans, how could the Brice then say that if the Nizik seized other property, Bezin allows them to keep it for that? We wouldn't allow the Nizik to seize and keep if it's resoimim. Mar says the case is that the Nizik seized this other property before the Mazik died. That's why he may collect from this property even after the death. The Mishnah said Bifnei Bezin. The Mar says this means that the real estate must be owned by the Mazik at the time that he is before Bezin. This comes to exclude the case of a Mazik who sold all of his possessions before coming to Bezin. In fact, this would mean that Bezin would not collect from a creditor from fields would not collect for a creditor from fields sold by a debtor. Rather, the Mishnah statement of Bifnei Bezin comes to exclude a Bezin made up of Dayanim who don't have smicha. Mishnah then said, Al pi edim. Mar says this comes to exclude the case of a person who admitted that he owed a penalty, and then witnesses testified that he owed the penalty, in which case he'd be potter. In fact, Mar, according to the view that says in such a case that he actually be chayiv to pay the penalty, what's the Mishnah teaching? Mar said he would say that view that the next part of the Mishnah is what is necessary. It says that the witnesses must be free men to the exclusion of slaves, and they must be yidden to the exclusion of goyim.